And we're back on the air live here on GJR Radio on Podbean and back here on the air. So welcome back to the Smooth Jazz Lounge final hour here on GJR. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Hope you're enjoying the show. It is 5 o'clock Central Standard Time, 6 o'clock Eastern, and 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. And, of course, it is 2300 UTC. Welcome back to a brand new hour and final hour of the Smooth Jazz Lounge. And I'm Gary J. Russin. Hope you'll stick around for the last hour with some more new emerging artists. We have about 20 minutes left of our 50 minutes of nonstop music. Get back into that smooth jazz feeling with Jeff Crawford and the Mystery of Love.
Looking out across the night sky. I send you into sleepless eyes. I hear her voice shake my window. Sweet seducing sighs that put me out into the night. Walls won't hold me here tonight. If this town is just an let me take a ride. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, does it leave that day? They say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, does it leave that day? Reaching out to touch a stranger. Electric eyes are everywhere. I see that girl. She knows how much it is. She likes the way I stare. Why? Tell them that it's human nature. Why? Does it do me that way? They say, why? Tell them that it's human nature. Why? Does it do me that way? I like living this way. I like loving this way. Looking out across the moonlight, where the city's heart begins to beat. Reaching out, I touch your shoulder. I'm dreaming of the street. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, does it do me that way? Why, does he do me that way? Why, does he do me that way? Why, tell him that it's human nature. Why, does he do me that way? I like love on his way.
It's not Michael Jackson. It sounds like Michael Jackson. It's a cover song. It's from our group called Maida New Life Blues Thunder. It's a new emerging artist, and that is a great cover of that because it almost sounds like him. Great song, The Human Nature. Great stuff there in our Smooth Jazz Lounge. Last hour here on GJRB, and that's what we call our station before, but now it's GJR Network, GJR Radio Network, GJR 247, and GJR Radio on Podbean, and final hour of our show. And coming up, we'll do our weather on the fives, and let's see if we get Weather Nation. I've been having trouble with the sound coming from the Roku box remote. It has a shortened cord there somewhere in the plug. So I don't know if we'll do Weather on the Fives or not. But here's another one, Taisha. Now, we've been playing that quite a long time. Bad Slinky and a few other ones. This is a new one. This is called Nature of Your Game in the Smooth Jazz Lounge. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Muscle Moon with Thursday's song here on GJR. Gary J. Russell with you. We're kind of bringing the close to our Smooth Jazz Lounge here pretty soon. We got Weather on the Fives coming up from Weather Nation, so stay tuned for that. And then right after we get done with that, we'll do our shout-outs and promotions, and talk a little bit. So we wrap up 50 minutes of nonstop music with that song. And always bringing you the best in smooth jazz in the Smooth Jazz Lounge. And I want to thank everybody for stopping in today, Black Dragons especially, because it's always a pleasure to know that there's people out there who like our music and like the music that we play. So I thank you so much for that, especially that young lady, Kurtek, an hour ago that was, you know, having some problems. And if the music calmed her down, I'm glad that I had a part in that, because, music does help matters a little bit, take the roughness out of it. Black Dragons goes, anyways, it's great when you can help others. Yeah, it's like I said, thanks, Black Dragons. Yeah, especially, Bob being with music. And he goes on to say, now I have my new wireless headphones and be able to monitor the audio. That way I don't need my old phone for that now. Yeah. Well, Black Dragons, I use both my phones, actually. One phone is to monitor Podbean. The other phone is to monitor GJR 24/7 stream. So I want for the 27 stream and one which is hooked into the transmitter, the FM signal. And that is used whenever, it's hooked into the transmitter of my 9-foot signal, and I use that for whenever Podbean, whenever Zeno does commercials, that goes over my 9-foot signal. So I use the Zeno commercials for my breaks. It's pretty cool that way. It works an awful lot. I like it. It's cool. But my rebranding project is really going to be making things look better. I'm going to beef up my website. I'm going to write a new blog about it, and then I'm going to make the logo you see is going to be on the website, and I'm also going to do the microsite on Zeno too. I'm going to really make that look nice. Update some of the information on there and, get some attention. You know, the generic logos, I don't think they're really, if a logo pops out at you, and it would pop out at anybody listening to the 24-hour stream and, bring that up, make it better. Far be it for me to say, yeah, why not? Because, it is hard work to promote and to make it look good, to make it, to have it stand out. Black Dragon goes, it's a way, that's like my new logo works much better. I know. Whenever you're on Black Dragons, because I know I see your logo. And when I see your logo on Podbean, I know that you're going to be on the air. You're doing your show. And it helps an awful lot when you have that logo there. It's just like the old man's podcast. I see his picture there in the morning, and I know to tune into the old man's podcast because he's there. And, it's always fabulous, and we're going to do our shout-outs and promotions coming up. We're going to do that here and get ready for that because we got weather on the fives right now, and we're going to do our weather on the fives from Weather Nation right now. So let's do that.
Your weather on the fives on GJRB.
And let's take a look at that right now. 37 degrees in Omaha, Nebraska. That's the temperatures for tonight. 36 degrees in St. Louis. 44 degrees in Atlanta. 43 degrees in Charlotte. Tomorrow it's going to be 59 degrees in Chicago. 69, almost 70 in Omaha, Nebraska. 73 degrees in Wichita, Kansas. 71 expected tomorrow in Little Rock, Arkansas. 65 in Atlanta. Here's Weather Nation.
It's been a rough week in Texas with all of the rapidly expanding wildfires, but it's nice to see some good things come out of this as well. There were over 1,200 bales of hay donated in Denver City, Texas, to some of those farmers who were negatively affected by these wildfires. And you can see just truck after truck after truck piled high with those hay bales. Nice to see again the community coming together and people helping each other who were affected by these major fires. And unfortunately, the other day, the Smokehouse Creek fire did eclipse the East Amarillo Complex fire to be the biggest fire in Texas recorded history, burning over 1.08 million acres. So you can think about that. That is a huge amount of real estate that's burning here. And it is thankfully going up in containment now. We have major amounts of acres burned, but the containment now up to 15%. And when you think about the change in percentage of containment, which today has been about a 10% change over the total amount of acres burned, that's a large chunk of real estate that firefighters were able to kind of get a handle on. And hopefully that number will continue to go up. The Windy Deuce fire has been sitting at about 142,000 acres the last couple of days, up to 50% containment. So that's some good news too. But as good as it's been the last few days with a little help from Mother Nature in the form of some moisture, now we're getting back into peak fire weather concern because we have the next few days from South Dakota all the way down through the Panhandle of Texas, the I-25 corridor, and now even across parts of central Kansas and Oklahoma, fire concerns. And this comes from warm, windy days and very little moisture in the air and a lot of dry ground conditions. So all of that factored in for tomorrow gives us our critical fire weather outlook from roughly eastern Colorado and New Mexico over through Guyman and even out towards places like Woodward, Oklahoma. This is a level 2 out of 3 fire concern, but that level 1 fire concern goes all the way from South Dakota through Midland, Texas.
So low pressure in the upper levels is allowing that cold air to move on south. But what I also wanted to show you is within this, you're also getting, you get a breakdown here from the main upper low from these smaller lows to these smaller lows, and you can see them kind of all pinwheeling around. In fact, one of our satellites has zoomed in a little bit closer into one of these little vortices, and I know it's well off the coast of Alaska here, so it's not impacting us right now, but again, just kind of wanted to show you this high resolution satellite imagery. You can see one of those areas of low pressure there getting down to the surface, just creating that effect, and it's really neat just to kind of watch out there. So just wanted to share that imagery with you. As we go back towards California here, we actually do have some higher resolution imagery of the Golden State as well coming in right now. And there it is. And let's loop this just over the last 30 minutes or so. Don't even really need to show the radar so much because you can see that lightning showing up here on the satellite imagery. And look at the line of storms that is just now making its way onto the southern Oregon coast, back out towards Coos Bay, south towards the Bandon Brookings area, Crescent City, seeing thunderstorms now. And then down the coast here, thunderstorms through Eureka, Fortuna, and down all the way to Fort Bragg. We are seeing some of those thunderstorms making their way through. And then even in towards the Central Valley, we're getting a little bit of that thunderstorm activity outside of Merced. Look at this effect that we're seeing right now. As the moisture and the winds flow in from the southwest, they're flowing right over the coastal range. And so you're getting this wave effect there. And you can really see it there with that high resolution satellite imagery right over San Luis Obispo, the Paso Robles area, and right back in towards the Central Valley. So pretty neat stuff there. If I throw on the radar, of course, yeah, we are seeing some heavier rain down towards the southern San Joaquin Valley out towards Bakersfield. That thunderstorm just east of Merced, of course. Plenty of snow up towards the Sierra, and we are seeing some heavier downpours out towards the Bay Area as well. But again, there's that line of storms making its way in towards the Northern California coast. The Willamette Valley out towards Portland here looking like getting a little bit of a break, but that line of storms will be making its way through in the next few hours later this evening as well. And we are seeing some snow up towards the Washington Cascades. Very, very active weather. A lot of that energy here, you can just about see that cold front there on the edge of the upper level trough, and that colder air continues to make its way south, and we'll continue to see chances for precipitation in the form of rain and snow along the front as it makes its way south. Let's take it back towards Washington, though, because, yeah, snow getting down to those lower elevations. Plenty more where that came from.
Yeah, this is a really pleasant video to look at. Those big, fat flakes, you can really see them in slow motion, the aggregate flakes. We've already had anywhere from about 2 inches of snow in Corvallis to 6 inches in Rogue River, Oregon. And this is just the beginning as this big low makes its way onshore. You can expect more snow to happen through the weekend. And we have a number of winter alerts, not just for the mountains, but for coastal areas too right now, mostly into Oregon. But some of those may get issued into Washington as this next wave rolls through. We'll see the potential for mountain and low elevation snow through the weekend coming in waves. So if you have outdoor plans, it might be a little dicey out there, not just in the mountain passes, but across parts of I-5 and the lower elevation areas too.
When you're a small business owner, your to-do list can be a lot.
Alrighty then, weather on the fives from Weather Nation. Weather on the fives, 25 and 55 minutes past the hour, every hour on all live radio shows. Weather on the fives on GJR. Gary J. Russin with you here, wrapping things up on our Smooth Jazz Lounge. I'm glad you're with me. Black Dragons, thanks so much for being here. And yeah, we got this new feature. It's called Break It or Break It, and I talked about it yesterday. Didn't really work out too well, so usually what we'll do is we'll take a song that I never reviewed. I didn't review it, and we all listen to it at the same time. Tell me what you think. If you don't like the song, or it's kind of like a bogus song, or doesn't, you know, it's like, you know, really bad, you'll hear this. Yeah. It's a good song. Yeah. And I like this fanfare too. This is cool. Yeah. might have used that once in a while on my show. Pretty cool. Yeah, and make it or break it. And I used to have a sound of breaking glass, but I don't know what happened to it. I lost it. I had lost Spreaker. So, that's pretty much the par for the course. But anyhow, yeah. So there you go. And we'll do that when we do our next Smooth Jazz Lounge. We'll have new emerging artists. And of course, we'll do that on all of our emerging artist shows. Up and Coming is coming around the corner. We'll talk about our program schedule coming up next right here on GJR. But right now, it's time to shout outs and promotions. And I'm going to start off by talking about some of the little good podcasts that are out there. And they compete. There's a lot of them out there now, and brand new ones. And I want to be talking about that, including a lot of the great ones. And they've got some really good podcasts here on Pod that I've been listening to lately. One of them is, of course, you Black Dragons. We'll miss your show. Please come back. We have another great show you want to tune into. His name is Dane Gentry. He has a great program, quality information. He interviews a lot of people that's been through some pretty rough times. He talks a lot about inspiration. It's inspiring. I really like him. And you're Dane Gentry. A couple nights a week here on Podbean. Check him out, Dane Gentry. And then we got another girl named Tick. Tick Radio. Monica. She's out of Spain. And she does some really good late night shows, too, by the way. I kind of like her late night program. I was listening to some of those. Her daughter was on there one night. She's a sharp young lady. She knows her stuff. I was listening to Tick. And just so much. And I'll tell you how you can find a lot of these shows, by the way. Yeah, well, of course, we always talk about all the time is the Old Man's Podcast. That's heard Monday through Friday morning, 9 a.m. Central Time, 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. And that's a great place. The Old Man's Podcast is just a fabulous bunch of people getting together, such as Crash. Crash has a great show. Black Dragons, I always keep forgetting to check her show out. Crash, her program. I keep forgetting to check her show out. I gotta do that one of these days. Anyway, she does a great show. Black Dragons, because I go to those shows only when I'm not busy. Yeah, I can understand that. I guess you could do because you got a lot of production. Me too. And it depends on how much production I got. How much I've got going on. So a lot of times I might not have the time to get to them. And so, how that goes. In the background, you're hearing a great piece here, Sun and Coconut Rum, as we continue with the shout outs and promotions. Got another great podcast you want to check out. These guys are interesting and fabulous. I'm going to start reviewing podcasts. I'm thinking about doing that because there's a lot of them I think I could really, really bring people to, and some that, kind of thing. And I just want to express some of those because. They are some of the they're good podcasts, but there are some that need a little work. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to these guys the other night. This guy's name is Big Chief. I can't remember his last name. Big Chief, and he kind of gets into the UFOs pretty heavily. He claims the other night that he had met. That Walton guy that was supposedly abducted by aliens, and he claims that all this stuff is true and everything, and whether it is or whether it isn't, these guys have a good show, but if they take away the cussing, which isn't really necessary to use all these F-bombs, I really don't see where that really accounts for a show. I mean, really, they can have a good show without it. They really could. And really, I mean, you and me, Black Dragons, we do a really good show because we talk about the cryptics. We talk about Mothman and Chupacabra. But we don't swear. We don't use the cuss language. We don't need that to do a show. Way out there in the world of the paranormal, we don't need that crap. You know, we don't really need that filthy garbage. It's not necessary. It doesn't prove anything. It just proves stupidity. And I'm sorry. I do listen to this guy. He's called my show the other night. By the way, Black Dragons, I was doing a schedule show the other night. He called in. And he just, you know, really got into this a bit. And I told him, you know, he kind of... I was talking about the fact that they're holograms. That what they're seeing a lot of times is manufactured. And I keep telling them this. You know, it's not what you think it is. And a lot of times these things are manufactured by the government. You take a look at all the projects going on with the HARP, and you have the other projects going on. You know, these guys, I'm going to still listen to them, but this chief guy, and he sounds like he's maybe an Indian. He sounds like it. I'm not sure, but they're on various nights of the week. You have to watch for them. They are interesting indeed, to say the least, but they could take away all the, cussing. It really, really isn't necessary. It doesn't really do anything for me, I tell you that. I'm not impressed one of the least. Anyway, another podcast I was thought about talking about here is, besides Tick Radio, is Crash. I want to start listening to her. She has a pretty good show. The other one that I was listening to for a while, the other night, and I listen to them while I'm doing my work, Black Dragons. Because usually it's stuff that I'm doing that's reinstating songs on my automation to scheduling, stuff like that. And while I'm doing that, I do like to listen to other podcasts and find some podcasts to review, podcasts to shout out to, and tell people to tune into. And a lot of them are right here on Podbean. I used to do Spreaker. And I'll still do it from time to time. Ed Delgado, the Caramel Conservative Black Dragons, I'm trying to get him over here. But lately, he's been doing more on video. He's been doing more YouTube stuff. Not really doing the audio, but the visual mostly. I'm going to tell Black Dragons that. He needs to, and I think maybe he knows, Black Dragons, I think that Ed knows that Spreaker's closing down their live stream at the end of the year, because he's doing more and more videos on YouTube than he is on Spreaker anyway. I know that for a fact, because I was watching the video the other night, and it was on YouTube. It wasn't on Spreaker, and, so that pretty much what it is. And then let's see here. The other one I like to check out is a podcast that is pretty cool though. I really want to say that I really seen Dane. He really is a cool guy. He's a cool guy. He puts on a good his interviews are very interesting. And you know what? With Dane Gentry, his programs give you information. His programs are helpful in a way that he helps people who are having problems or people that maybe have been in prison. And trying to start a life back here on the other side, you know, out of prison. You know, those that have been, you know, confined to prison for a long time. You know, he's helping them, and I give all power to him. You know, he's a professional, that's for sure. And you can catch Dane Gentry right here on Podbean. Yeah, check out his program. And I try to do Black Dragons is, I know you don't like it, but I do use that Facebook page only for information on the podcasts that are on the air, because then I have a clue what's on. And I do have a lot of, I put a lot of reminders for a lot of podcasts. I just have to put a reminder next for the Crash's show, and checking that out. They're fabulous. So check out Podbean. And I tell you what, you too can be a podcaster here on Podbean. Yeah, just sign up. Sign up, register for Podbean. This is a great place to do radio. And not only that, you get 2 hours free. 2 hours for free. And if you sign up for the premium plan like I do, you get a lot more, including, hours upon hours of broadcast time. And not only that, you build up those hours and those engagements, they get bigger. I gotta tell you, Black Dragons, I've been getting a lot of downloads on my church services and that. Some downloads from Guyana. I have a download, let's see, where did I see that from? I think it was another country. There's another country downloading quite a bit. I think it was England. Might have been Caps. That's another one to check out. Caps, he's fabulous. And my listenership is going up and up and up and up, Black Dragons. I mean, really. My numbers have really, really come up. And it's fabulous. Yeah, I agree. Caps is another good show. And I like to listen to him. But again, Black Dragons, I think he's got that same idea as that guy who called that Corey about a month ago. You know, he's got that idea that you get a lot more audience if you use foul language, use that curse words. You know, he it doesn't do anything for me. Okay. You know, it's not necessary to be cussing. It really isn't. And it seems like, I think in England, Black Dragons, and I'm going to do some research on this to see for sure. Because that guy, Corey, that called about a month ago on the Saturday show, he claims that in their country, those words are normal. Okay, he says that. Welcome Newton Hyde. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Smooth Jazz Lounge here on GGR. Not normal here in America. That's what I told him, and that's when he really got off the beaten track and started calling me a racist. As a matter of fact, go ahead, Black Dragons, go ahead and call in. We're in a limited time right now, but we can do it. Black Dragons, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I got to say, I like Captain and all that, but I totally disagree on his stance on that. If they think it's okay to cuss, I'm afraid they're wrong on that. And I like the guy, but again, GGR, why I say that is because we know here in America, if we were to go out there, if I was to go out here right now and to do all that, I'd get myself in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no need for that garbage.
No. I don't think my neighbors around here would appreciate me or like me very much going off the mouth like that. In fact, I know they wouldn't. That put me in a bad light around here.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm limited time I can go off there. I could stay on a trifle bit longer. Just my 24-hour stream will be leaving us for the Smooth Jazz Weekend with Tina E. But we could stay here and just, you know, talk a little bit if you want.
I would love to do that, yes, sir. But no, I like Caps. I've got nothing against him, but, you know, a lot of people that get the idea that cussing's okay, I hate to disagree. It's like I said in chat, I'm afraid that there's just really no need for it. And you're right, GGR. from one radio station professional to another. I just don't believe in that.
It's not professional. No. It doesn't make sense. It's stupid. No. It's plain and simple.
And when I've heard Dane shows, the thing I like about him and the old man shows, no cussing. So they're on board with us knowing that you shouldn't be doing that, and you really shouldn't.
Yeah, and they keep it clean. They really do. Exactly. They joke around a lot, and they sometimes get a little bit, but they are funny. The other morning, like they had to...
Like today, when that person came in here, like, full of troubles and all that, I know how that goes, and it's like I said in the past, let me repeat this so I'm heard and people understand this. You don't know who's going through what, folks, and if we as radio stations, even though... This is podcast platform. We can help somebody. We're going to help them.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to help them out. We'll do what we can. I'm not a professional. I'm not a shrink or anything. I'm not a doctor. I can't help you there, but I can help calm your nerves with music.
Yeah. Yeah. And smooth jazz is kind of a really kickback, relaxing kind of music. It's fabulous music.
Not only that, GGR, but not only is that good kickback, relaxing music, so is easy listening.
Oh, yeah, the easy listening. And I have that easy nights late at night on my 24-hour stream. And it's beautiful music, just that relaxing sound, classical music even, which I just added to that recently.
I'd have to look up that, too, about the cursing. I may not be aware about that in other people's countries, but I just and I'm not gonna go on and on about that. I like Caps, don't get me wrong, but thing about me, I don't like, and I like Bobby too, but I don't care for the kind of music Bobby plays, which unfortunately is stuff with vulgar lyrics. That's why I stopped going to his shows.
I haven't listened to Bobby's show. Now, I was listening to a show the other night. Something about conversations. So I can't remember the name of it. It's conversations. I know it was part of it. And it was rap. That's all it was. Stayed there and listened to it for like about a few more minutes, and then I just kind of left it. Like I said, everybody to their own, of course. Everybody has their own format. Everybody has their own style of music to play. They will appeal to their audience.
I stay away from the devil's music. I'm not going to promote the devil, GGR.
Yeah.
I don't promote Satan on my station.
No.
Just because I have a dragon, that's not the devil I have. No. Mine is a dragon that represents my brand. That's a brand I carry. That's all that is.
Yeah.
And if somebody takes offense to that and think it isn't, oh, well, that's on them. But you're getting it twisted because... I don't celebrate. I don't mean to celebrate. I don't partake in devil stuff. I love the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Sure do.
But anyway, I remember when I'm on the air here and I got that automation going, what it is, I have that switched. I have to switch back to the play it live back to cable and do an alter the switch in order to stay on here and have separate programming. Otherwise, it's going to be a lot of noise. So pretty much I have to go off the air at 6 o'clock. I want to figure out some way to work that where I could do separate from the stream.
I agree with you there. But no, anyway, I'll try my best. If I can be back next week, no problem. But I'm not going to rush these other projects that I'm trying to really work on. I'm going to take my time with these projects. And like I said, we're not trying to downput all of you other podcasters here on Podbean out. We love you. We love all of you new podcasters here. Me and GGR.
Where to go? I can switch to my phone if necessary, too.
Of course, we're not trying to put none of y'all down on here. I didn't come up here, and I'm not trying to badmouth people, but at the same time, too, just got to let them know the truth, because the truth of the matter is cursing it just shouldn't be tolerated anyway.
No, of course not.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I hope I don't have to see that guy again. But I have a feeling that gesture account that night that was on my show not that long ago, I believe that was that same gentleman that was starting an uproar on your channel.
It could have been because they, he knows I blocked them. I'm sure that if you're blocked by somebody, are you informed that you're blocked by somebody? Do they know?
I'm sure they do. I would think so, because I wouldn't think they'd be able to come back any other way. Unless,
see, if they know they're blocked, he could go to a different name and come back. That's what I'm saying.
Probably under a different email to do it. Yeah. Yeah. But that's okay, because if they want to play them games, see, we can play them games too. I can play the block you game all night long if that's what they want, the route they want to go down.
Yeah.
I don't like being that way, GGR, but I'm not going to put up with being disrespected. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, me neither. I like to be belittled on the air like a fool, I don't like that at all.
No, not at all. I'm with you there on that.
And that's why I thank you for being a monitor on this program. At least on the Saturday show. By the way, the Saturday show will be on next Saturday. We'll be back next Saturday, 3:00 Central Time, 4 East, 1 Pacific. Here on Podbean for the Gary Russin Saturday Show. And we can talk about that some more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm not going to rush when I come back. I come back next week, I do. I don't right away. I'm like, these days, I just don't fit that I need to put myself into a spin rush cycle. There's no reason for it.
No. And of course, like I said before, each one does something different,
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You do something different other than me and so on, so.
Which that's good, because it shows, what that shows to me, GGR, is we're doing separate radio projects. I think that's a good thing, because we can work on different things and they can be exciting things for up and coming shows down the road.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I see it. That's the way I work. I work at my own pace. I don't work like Superman. I don't do all that.
No.
Even though I have a lot on my plate, I can't really help that. That's just because I have responsibility.
No, of course. And we all do.
I can't be on that computer 24/7. Well, I could. I wouldn't get any cleaning done by doing that either.
And that's what I usually do on Mondays. But usually later in the day, I'm working on reinstating music. And see, I use that to-do list on my computer. I like that little feature.
Me too.
And each day, I got that thing to do.
Me too. I use that. I use Microsoft Windows 11 to do it. It helps. It saves me time, too, is what it saves me.
And I use the calendar to schedule what I'm going to do as well. So it's kind of like that.
But anyway, I hope we don't have any more of those kind of folks coming to any more of your future Saturday shows. Of course, if they do, being that I'm an admin, I can handle the situation should it need handling.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. Yeah. Really do, because I tell you what, Eric Kirk, he does a real good job with the old man podcast, and
he does. He watches out for that show over there. When I have nothing but respect for that, absolutely, because we don't need hooligans running wild on Podbean.
Yeah,
we don't need that. And I was taught a long time ago, to act right, be right, and to do right in life, and don't act like a hooligan. Don't go around acting like a fool. Because if you do, then everybody's going to see you as a fool.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry to say it. Y'all folks out there may disagree and say, that Black Dragon, you're thinking old-fashioned. Well, you got to think, too, what time I'm from. I come from the 80s, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we were taught manners.
Yes,
plain and simple. And
me and GGR, we were taught how to act right, how to be right, how to do right. And when you see two adults talking, or you see two adults having a conversation, I learned in life to don't go get into grown folks' business. Stay out of it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, leave it be, that's for sure.
Leave it be. That's right. Absolutely.
Yep. So pretty much that's what's going to be.
That's it.
Coming up next on our 24-hour stream is another smooth jazz show called Tina E. Smooth Jazz Weekend. It's fabulous programming. And right after that, we have Smooth Jazz Network. Great jazz throughout the nighttime and easy nights through the night. And tomorrow morning, back again with some more good stuff. And tune in to GJR. It's going to be GJR 247. That's what that one's going to be called. Actually, it's going to be GJR Radio 247. But that's at the top of the hour. But then it's going to be GJR 247 within the hour. So a lot of time you'll hear it. Yeah, kind of like what Top 40 Radio would do, you know. They were mixed 96 through the hour, but then the top of the hour, the call letters were, yeah, they had to say the call letters once an hour kind of thing.
I run my radio stations are an 80s base station. I got the idea from my favorite, the Mix 96.5, which is based in Houston, Texas area, and it's been around for generations. And of course, like I said, of course, without them to inspire me, I wouldn't have had the courage to do what I can do today. And boy, have I come a long way in radio.
Well, yeah, you did. Definitely.
I climbed through the ranks quickly. And I'm glad I found Podbean, because I'm sorry, folks, that y'all that are stuck on Spreaker, get off before the end of the year, because they're going to be cutting a live.
Yeah, you won't be able to do live. No. And I guess some people would rather record, but, you know, me, interaction is part of the show. And
Rod, do me a favor, my friend Rod, on there if you're still on there, get off of there and come on over here.
Yeah. All right, well, we're headed to the end of the show. I want to thank you, Black Dragons, for tuning in to the show, and thanks for participating. And that's it for tonight on the 9-foot signal, Cool J17, and of course, over on the other one. And this is GJR Radio 247. Stay tuned now for Smooth Jazz Radio, coming up next with Tina E. Smooth Jazz Weekend. Coming up next here on the GJR Radio Network. I'm Gary J. Have a great night, everyone.
You're listening to the Smooth Jazz Weekend with Tim E.
Thank you.
For the